Tara Simmons got national attention for turning her life around. After a stint in prison, she went to law school and won the right to sit for the Washington State Bar Exam. She's now a licensed lawyer. But this week, her story became fodder in a political attack ad. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
The flyer started showing up in mailboxes in the 26th Legislative District, which runs from Bremerton to Gig Harbor. There's an open and fiercely competitive state Senate race there. The mailer accuses the Democrat in that race of failing to back law enforcement while supporting Tara Simmons, a, quote, drug-addicted ex-con who has denied admission to the Washington State Bar Association.
I was literally shocked.
This is Tara Simmons, and she takes issue with that description of her. But even more so, she wonders why she's being dragged into a political campaign.
You know, I'm not running for public office, so I didn't even know that I was, you know, susceptible to this type of attack.
Simmons says a political attack like this is an attack on anyone seeking a fresh start.
I've fought so hard to rebuild my life, and it's been a lot of hard work, and a lot of other people are trying to do the same thing. And when you do this, you push people back down.
One Republican state lawmaker from the same district, Michelle Caldier, immediately came to Simmons' defense, posting on Facebook, quote, I am appalled that you were personally attacked. The flyer is paid for by a political action committee headed up by two leading state Senate Republicans. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.